This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Rick Manning, the track phone hotline, hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. And wait a minute, I'll look there at the big screen. There's Bill Burr. Look at that handsome man up there. Hey, Bill.
What's going on? Long time no see.
Yeah, Bill, good to see you.
I think the last time we spoke, you were just becoming a dad, and the time before that, you were just becoming a dog owner, but now you're a multiple dad, and just came off a show at Fenway Park. Catch us up.
Well, now I'm also vegan. Not really into Christ.
Oh, okay.
All right.
A lot of changes.
No, well, I got two kids. The dog passed away.
Oh, no.
He also had to give her away so she wouldn't eat any of the kids.
Ah.
So, yeah, she was nuts. She was nuts. So we ended up giving her to our trainer, who even he, who's like a dog whisperer guy, was just like, yeah, this is one of these dogs nature said no to, but people said yes to.
Yeah, so, I've been there.
Yeah, she was one of those dogs, like, if once she fell in love with me and my wife, once we rescued her, she looked at everybody else like they were serial killers. And I don't care what your vibe was, if you came through the door, she tried to kill you. And I spent a lot of money trying to get rid of that instinct, and it just never happened. So, but she lived an amazing life. She still lived like 13 years as a pit bull that tries to kill people. Usually they put those things down pretty quick. So she was quite the, she had quite the life.
Are you lying down right now?
Yeah, because there's like overhead lighting and I have this Frankenstein brow. So if I don't do that, then like my eyes would be all shadowed. You'd think that my wife was beating me.
Okay. Our guest is Bill Burr. Bill is on a massive tour, many stops along the way where we're on the radio right now, including Louisville. Let's see, Cincinnati. I know you're going to be at in Bloomington, Des Moines, Madison, all coming up. But could we talk briefly about your appearance at Fenway Park?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you want to know?
Well, it had to be amazing for a guy from Boston to be at Fenway, not with a bat in his hand, but a microphone.
Yeah, it was insane. And it was like literally the perfect night for like a baseball game, you know, like that perfect little breeze, nice balmy air. And everyone showed up for comedy. So it was like doing this giant comedy. It was like doing a comedy club on mushrooms where they were reacting the same way. But it's like, why is the back wall so far away? You know, it was nuts. I still can't believe it happened. And fortunately, my agent wanted to make sure I didn't get a big head. So the very next day, I started a 6-day tour, so I don't think I really even got to take it in.
Now, when they give you the light at Fenway, is it just a whole rack? Do they pop the big lights on and get off stage, Bill?
Yeah, like in The Natural. Yeah.
Yeah, no, somebody in the dugout picks up the phone and says, get this comic off the stage. We need somebody funnier.
Bring in the closer.
Our guest is Bill Burr, a distinguished actor, comedian, podcaster, and helicopter pilot.
Is that true? We keep hearing about you coptering around L.A. Is that absolutely...
It's the only way to get around L.A.?
It's got to be.
You don't want to sit in all that traffic. You just go up and over all of them.
Yeah, there
fantastic.
You go. Yeah, I guess.
But I'll be honest with you, usually with the whole pre-flight and everything, it's kind of ends up taking the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. But It's so much more fun. I actually, I'm working on a movie that me and a buddy of mine wrote, and we just finished editing. And I told him on the last day, I go, Uber to work, I'll fly you home. And we were editing in the valley, and I already pre-flighted the thing. So we just went out, got in it, took off, and I flew him over to Santa Monica, and something that usually takes like an hour and 10 minutes at like 5 o'clock. It took us about 8 minutes.
Now, a chick, what is the description a pilot friend of yours told you about the difficulty of flying a copter?
Oh, I went to high school with a guy who turned out to be a chopper pilot in Vietnam, not during the awful, horrible years. Well, when were there a good year in Vietnam, now that I think about it? But he was over there flying missions, and he said it reminded him of trying to balance a ball on top of a ball when learning to fly a helicopter.
Initially, it's like that. But then after a while, it's not. Listen, I'm a moron. I went to summer school every year of high school. If I can learn how to. I was worried about ground school. I wasn't worried about learning how to fly, but just knowing all the stuff that you need to know so you don't do something stupid. I was worried about that. But, you know, it was something that I was into. So it was fun to learn, and it was fascinating and all that. It's not that bad.
Do you share a copter with a bunch of people, or do you rent them? How does that work?
I bought a little two-seater.
All right.
I got a little egg beater that I fly around in.
Oh, yeah. So
in case whenever the apocalypse comes, when we run out of water out here and people start eating each other, I'm just going to make 3 trips. No, maybe 2. I think I could get my kids. They could probably share a seat. I got to upgrade. At some point, I got to move up to like an A-star. And then I'm totally, you know, put some guns on the side of it. And I think I'd be ready.
Yeah. Did you ever see the TV show Whirly Birds when you were a kid? Was that
what is that?
You know what's amazing? I just found out about that show. That's so funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
I got one for you. You want to hear a crazy hell? This is a kind of a dark story. For your morning crowd here, I was watching this movie called Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry.
Yeah.
You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those, you know, car chase anti-hero movies with Peter Fonda, right? So Vic Morrow is in it. And Vic Morrow, incredible actor.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, okay, so he did the Twilight Zone, the movie. And he was doing a Vietnam scene in there, and there was a helicopter over him. And unfortunately, it got too close to the pyrotechnics. Its blades, you know, it melted the bonding between the two pieces of metal, and the blades failed, and he got decapitated.
Right.
So that on that up note, in this movie, he's playing a cop. He's flying in a helicopter, and the actor he's working with is also a stuntman. And that guy later on in life would actually testify for the prosecution for Vic Morrow's side that what they did was complete negligence.
Wow. Wow. A little bit of helicopter, yeah. Helicopter news. Bill Burr is our guest. Bill is a distinguished stand-up comedian. Huge tour happening right now. Among the places he's stopping, Chicago, Grand Rapids, Des Moines, Windsor, Ontario. Louisville. Assembly Hall, Bloomington, that's on the that's a Friday evening, the 30th of September. Lots of stops on this gigantic tour. And are you going from place to place in a bus or is it strictly helicopters? What is your current mode of transportation?
Yeah, we drive. If they're close enough, we drive. If they're a little bit further, we take like puddle jumpers. That whole flying private, like, you know, there's no way to make money flying private. I don't know how people do it. And people always go, oh, yeah, you just build it into the deal. It's like, dude, you're the deal. That's your money. You think they're taking that out of their pocket? Yeah. I remember I did this tour a long time ago. And this guy, there was like 3 of us on the tour. And one of the comics was the late guy, right? So he's always late. And then he would get like finally we would just start taking off because we didn't want to miss our flight. And then he would book another car. And I'd be like, dude, you know that cost us money, right? And he goes, no. He goes, dude, the tour paid for it. I'm like, we're the tour. We're the tour. So that car just got broken up a third, a third, and a third. We just played two thirds of your car.
Now, it's my understanding. I want to just briefly go back to the Fenway Park thing. First of all, congratulations on that. What a culmination of a great career to go back home and be at the baseball stadium. I've always had
I played catch with my kids in left field. Before that, we went into the Green Monster. It was insane.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm one of the few people that kind of dislikes the Sweet Caroline thing.
I hate it.
Oh, good.
That's one of the worst songs ever. I feel it makes you dumber when you listen to it. Yeah. Anytime you go bum bum bum, you lose like 6 months of knowledge.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page on that. I'm the only one that drives me nuts. I can't stand it. Are you a huge football guy? You're a big football fan, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a huge sports guy. Straight across the board. I will watch anything. I'll watch curling.
Oh, all right.
What is your NFL team? Now that you're living in Los Angeles, I hope you haven't changed affiliations.
No, I'm the Patriots.
Okay, so you're probably disliked no matter what. Either one you're going to pick, you're going to be upset. Our guest is comedian Bill Burr. I know that you are an amateur drummer. How's that going?
Yeah, I'm a dad drummer. That's what I like to call myself. I'm a dad who drums in the garage whenever he can get like 10 minutes. I'll go out there and I'll play like Guns N' Roses or Zeppelin, all that metal stuff.
Now, do your kids have any desire to sit down at the drum kit and drive you nuts?
Yeah, the kids love drums. My son's, you know, he's learning, just putting the words together. So they just go, da-da. He goes, do-do-da. Do-do-dat. Like, okay, you want to go play drums? It's exciting that he's already singing rhythms. So, I mean, that's a good sign.
Right? Yeah. He sounds like Gene Krupa already.
Somewhat like me, you are an older dad, and it's my understanding you're pursuing the notion of being an old dad. Is this your new film?
Yeah, I got a new film that we're making. It's called Old Dads. And it was obviously based off my experience of, being an old dad, where it's just like the generation gap I have with people that have kids my age is like insane. Like my kid's in kindergarten now. I went to kindergarten 50 years ago. So anything I say, people are like, what? I'm like, oh, they're over there on the jungle gym. They're like, it's called the structure. All right. And then there's all like these, you know, these schools, some of these schools we went to before we found a good school to send my kid to, because private schools out here are nuts, right? They got like metal detectors and stuff. It's like San Quentin. It's bad. Mm. It's really bad. It's one of those things where I don't understand why the public doesn't complain about it, but nobody does. So now you got to like pay like college tuition for 12 years before your kid even goes to college. But anyway, I'm old. I just literally forgot my train of thought. What the hell was I talking about?
Well, I was asking, I'm an old dad. Like, you know, you have a little bit of gray in your beard. Do you ever get the thing where you're out somewhere and they think you're the grandpa?
I got into it with this guy at these bouncy house places. His kid was like 3 years old and already weighed like 90 pounds. It was like child abuse. It's like, stop feeding that kid. So the kid just was coming up to my kid looking like a cyclops or something. So my kid freaked out, started crying. And the big fat kid just started smashing this toy over my son's head. And it was one of these things where there was no way for me to get in it. It was like a maze. So I just started yelling, going, hey, stop it or whatever. So this other dad got mad at me, you know, for yelling at his kid. And he just starts, he looks through the structure. He's like, we good, bro? We good? Right? So I just stuck my face right up against the screen. I go, what? Because we live in a world where I can't be like, well, why don't you get your fat, you know what, of a kid to stop hitting my kid? So he goes all the way into where I am. Right? Doesn't look at me and he starts bumping into me.
Oh.
Right? And I go, bike buddy, is there not enough room in here for you? And he turns around, looks at me, and he goes, what are you, like a buck 80? He goes, he's like sizing me up. He goes, I weighed a buck 80 in high school. And I'm like, Yeah, and then you ate a bunch of burgers and fries. Don't act like you went to the gym. So I don't know what's. And long story short, it was all this machismo stuff that he was doing. And when he went to leave, my beard was a little longer. And he goes, "All right, see you later, there, Grandpa." And I go, "All right, buddy, keep eating that cake."
Bill Burr is our guest.
Was really childish. Really childish, and I'm proud of it.
Nice. Bill speaks his mind. You can just go on that Google thing and type in Mr. Burr's name, and you will find lots of venues where you can see him live and in person, including Bloomington, Indiana. He'll be at the beautiful Yum Center in Louisville. That's a great venue, one of the great for basketball, great for concerts. It'll be great for comedy. That's coming up Thursday, September 29th. Cincinnati, Saturday, October 1st, at the Heritage Bank Center, formerly U.S. Bank Arena. And Bill Burr, lots of other places, including Minneapolis, Des Moines, Grand Rapids, et cetera, et cetera. Bill, we were talking about the fact that you're one of the few people that has, for a last name, the name of a haircut. And I'm
That's
not sure.
That's what we talk about, Bill. Yeah.
But it turns out this is a regional thing. Not everybody was on board with me when I said a Burr haircut is like a short haircut, sometimes called what, a crew cut. Or a butch.
Buzz cut.
Yeah.
Flat top. Wiffle.
Yeah. Wiffle.
You know, you're currently going with the Lex Luthor with a beard look.
I mean, it's not by choice. Nature decided my haircut. My genes did.
But yeah, but you don't even leave the sides on. Like I call it the Mel Cooley, which I sport. The full Mel Cooley, referencing the Dick Van Dyke Show, which, about the same era as Whirly Birds.
Okay.
You need to grab yourself a copy of Whirly Birds. You'll probably enjoy just looking at
it. I'd love to see it. Hey, I got a good one on my name, right? My daughter, she's 5, said to me the other day, she goes, "Dad, I know what your real name is." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Bill." And I go, "How do you know that?" She goes, "Because mommy calls you that." And I go, "All right." I go, you know what my real like full name is?" And she goes, "What?" I go, "My real full name is William Frederick Burr." And she goes, "That's ridiculous."
Bill Burr.
And I go, "Why is that ridiculous?" She goes, "That's a ridiculous name." I laugh for like 10 minutes.
And now, and Bill, it's also my understanding that you have given up the grape, as they say, no longer drinking. And are you actually a vegan, or were you joking about that?
No, I was joking about that.
You've given up a bunch of things in your life.
Yeah, my free time, alcohol. I stopped, I was watching, speaking of Whirly Birds, like old TV shows, I was like every night I had on MeTV and I was downstairs, getting hammered. I was just, it somehow, like, I think like, I'm not like an AA guy, but I definitely think when it comes to addiction, there's like a spectrum. Like when we were growing up, it was like either you were or you weren't. And I don't think there is. Like I'm a habit guy where like if I start drinking, and I do it too many nights in a row, like I just start doing it and I kind of can't stop until I really just white knuckle it for 4 days. But then after 4 days, I could like never do it again and it's not a big deal. But there's like 4 days where I'm like, wow, man, I really got an issue here. So I'd be downstairs watching TV and I was just thinking, what if somebody came into the house or what if my daughter all of a sudden needed to go to the hospital? I'm like too hammered to do anything. So the guilt of that, I was just like, all right, I'm going to stop for a little bit. And a little bit's turned into almost 4 years so far.
Oh, good. Oh, wow. Let us work it out, especially if you're flying the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, no, you want a nice buzz when that happens. You forget that you're basically sitting like underneath a guillotine.
On that note, the great Bill Burr. Bill, congratulations on all your success. I hope to see you in the studio again sometime. We remember you back from the club days and funnier than ever. Lots
Love
of great venues
Red
coming
Rock
up.
Special on Netflix. That was wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful.
Wonderful special.
Oh, thank you. Well, yes. You guys, I love you guys. Thank you for all the years. I never would have gotten here if I didn't get to get on your show. You guys are a huge, huge part of me selling tickets on the road. So thank you so much.
Thank you. That's
love
very
you,
kind.
Bill.
See you, Bill. The great Bill
okay,
Burr.
We'll see you. You get-
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.